Welcome to The Right You, where we teach you a little Texas law and provide hints for navigating the Texas legal system in the process, all sponsored by The Right Firm. So get ready to start your legal education.
Hi there and welcome. This is Patrick Wright. You have reached episode one of what we hope promises to be many episodes related to the Wright University, essentially a way that you can learn more about Texas law. And today we're going to talk a little bit about board certification. A lot of people wonder about whether they need to hire a lawyer who has a board certification designation or not. And a lot of people aren't really sure about what that means. In Texas, the Texas Board of Legal Specialization is authorized to certify lawyers in Texas as being board certified or not. Essentially, that determination states that someone is certified as a specialist in a certain area of law, and there are many areas of law in Texas that you could become certified in as a lawyer, one of those areas being family law. It's a way that lawyers tend to try to distinguish themselves from other lawyers by holding the certification. And under the current family law board certification standards, attorneys seeking that designation must have practiced a minimum number of years, must have devoted at least 35% of their practice to family law, and must have handled a minimum number of specified family law matters. And they have to maintain certain requirements as far as continuing legal education, which are courses that as a lawyer you go to each year, and those courses help you be trained and understand changes in the law, other dynamics of practicing law, as well as you have to be evaluated by your peers. When you complete the application, it's a fairly rigorous application process, and you have to submit names of lawyers and included and can be judges that you've practiced in front of, and so they can evaluate your performance and see if you meet not only the ethical but the legal standards for sitting for a test. And then after you have demonstrated to the Texas Board of Legal Specialization that you've been practicing for a minimum number of years, that you've devoted 35% of your practice to a certain area, and that you've handled a requisite number of cases either to trial or through mediations, because those are another form of case matters that they want to see that the lawyer has actually been involved with, then they require that you go and attend a test that is provided. It is a fairly rigorous test. It has a very low passage rate normally, and it lasts approximately 6 hours, in which you're tested on all aspects of family law, from everything from property aspects to children, and it does have a low passage rate. And to retain that certification, a board-certified attorney must request and receive a recertification every 5 years during the process to show that they've continued to meet the standards of a board-certified lawyer. So what it really does is it establishes that lawyer in that one area of law that they meet these annual requirements. And then, you know, you have to think that the practice of law has become so complex that it really, in some instances, helps out to have someone that you know that there's a standard that they've met and they've gone through a screening process so to be able to determine that they have the experience in family law that you need. You know, some cases will involve complex property arrangements, or there may be some difficult child custody situations, and to have a board-certified lawyer in there on your team certainly helps out. You know, you have to also acknowledge, because you know, I've been doing this for 16 years as a practitioner in family law, and I am board-certified and have been board-certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization since 2001, and have gone through the recertification process. that, you know, it helps to have that basis of knowledge. You have to also expect that if you hire or retain a board certified lawyer, that their fees will be more than someone who is not board certified, just because they have the specialist designation. So it really works. And in our firm, there are many lawyers who, there are two lawyers that are board certified in family law, and then there are lawyers who are not board certified, but they practice family law. And so what we think works best at our firm is a team approach, because you get the added benefit of having the skill of the board certified lawyer working with a lawyer who maybe have less experience, but is competent, equally as competent. And so the client gets the benefit of having that blended rate between the experience and the lawyer who is charging at a lesser hourly rate. It just works really well for the client, and we have found and we believe our clients have found that that's just a really good system to work. For those cases that aren't as complex, certainly, you know, you may have a situation where there's limited assets or people can come to an agreement. I would suggest that if you haven't seen it, that you check out our nofrillstexasdivorce.com site. Pretty novel concept in Texas. Establishes an alternative fee arrangement where there is a flat rate for non-contested matters. A lot of lawyers don't like doing that. Obviously, you can figure out why, but it's a set rate, so you know exactly what you're spending. And then if the matter were to become contested and you would need either a more experienced lawyer in the firm, or you would need a lawyer to handle things on a contested basis, then our agreement provides that it would switch to that to the other arrangement. But if you look at that, you'll see that it is a system that definitely benefits a client, because you know if you can limit the contested nature of a case, you can limit your fees and your time and the emotional turmoil. But if not, and you have a contested, complex case, a board-certified attorney is probably someone that you should look for, talk to, and see if that person's right for you. Well, that's going to end it for this episode dealing with board-certified lawyers. If you have any other questions, feel free to drop us a line at the Wright Firm, and we look forward to providing more of these to you in the future at our Wright U, yet another way at the Wright Firm that we're trying to provide education for clients and individuals who are potentially involved with the legal system or facing a family law matter. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to us on The Wright U. If you'd like to reach us, you may call us at 972-353-4600 or check us out on the web, thewrightlawyers.com.